AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Minneapolis.
Good morning, members of the jury panel.
Jury selection is starting in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin. He's charged in the death of George Floyd. The AP's Amy Forlitti reports people in the jury pool were asked a series of questions.
Their prior contacts with police, their views on police brutality, their opinions on the Black Lives Matter movement and other protest movements that have been going on.
Prosecutors are trying to add a count of third-degree murder against Chauvin. President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief bill is now in the House.
It's a real tragedy. When you look at that package,
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says the bill will not help people who need help.
We know that the result of that package is going to be middle class tax increases. We know for sure that it includes provisions that are not targeted, they're not temporary, they're not related to COVID.
The bill could be approved as early as today. A new AP-NORC poll says roughly 4 in 10 Americans say they're still feeling the financial impact of the loss of a job or income within their household because of the pandemic. Kennard Taylor is a college student.
I was out of a job, had to move back home. I had just bought a car, so it's like I just have too many different bills to pay. And I don't know how I'm going to pay them. So it was really just that hard.
New Mexico is clearing the way for schools to reopen next month as vaccine eligibility is expanding to include shots for all teachers and other educators. Prince Charles visited a pop-up vaccine clinic in London, his first public appearance since Prince Harry and Meghan's explosive TV interview.
Mars, what did you think of the interview?
Thank you.
He did not answer the question. Meghan described feeling isolated and miserable inside the royal family. A surge in big technology stocks is pulling the stock market higher in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. The coronavirus pandemic has permanently changed how hospitals operate.
Thanks to COVID, the silver lining is now we know how to move this seamlessly from a high incident to a low incident on a daily basis.
Jacqueline Moran is director of the Centralized Transfer Center at Northwell Health in Hyde Park, New York.
We have taken a very much ICS structured report, an incident command system, which is kind of pulled from emergency responses and military.
The arrangement came out of a mad scramble to move patients when they were at the epicenter when the coronavirus struck 1 year ago.
It's kind of like a dial. So when we need to dial up, such as load balancing and pandemic, we dial up. When we need to dial back down to normal operations, we dial back down. If the hospital happens to have an evacuation for fire, flooding, etc., we just dial back up.
At the outset of the coronavirus pandemic, the hospital created what they called a crowdsourcing method, moving patients. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.